Our comrades had been right. The work was not difficult. Sitting on the ground, we had to count bolts, bulbs, and small electrical fittings. The capo explained to us at great length the vast importance of our work, warning us that anyone found slacking would have him to reckon with. My new comrades reassured me. There's nothing to be scared of. He has to say that because of the Meister. There were a number of Polish civilians there and a few French women who were casting friendly glances at the musicians. Franek, the foreman, put me in a corner. Don't kill yourself. There's no hurry. But mind, an SS man doesn't catch you unawares.
Please, I would have liked to be by my father.
All right, your father will be working here by your side. We were lucky. There were two boys attached to our group, Yossi and Tibby, two brothers. They were Czechs whose parents had been exterminated at Birkenau. They lived body and soul for each other. They and I very soon became friends. Having once belonged to a Zionist youth organization, they knew innumerable Hebrew chants. Thus we would often hum tunes evoking the calm waters of Jordan and the majestic sanctity of Jerusalem. And we would often talk of Palestine. Their parents, like mine, had lacked the courage to wind up their affairs and emigrate while there was still time. We decided that if we were granted our lives until the liberation, we would not stay in Europe a day longer. We would take the first boat for Haifa. Still lost in his Kabbalistic dreams, Akiba Drumer had discovered a verse in the Bible, which, interpreted in terms of numerology, enabled him to predict that the deliverance was due within the coming weeks.
Compared to some of the other prisoners, Eli and his father are lucky. They are assigned to an electrical warehouse outside the camp where the work isn't too difficult or dangerous. They work side by side. Polish civilians, which means people who are neither prisoners nor soldiers, are also working there. These are people who live in nearby towns and get paid for their labor. But the Jews get no money for their work. They must take orders from the Meister, the German civilian who runs the warehouse. Eli becomes friends with two brothers, Yossi and Tibby. The boys' parents were murdered in Birkenau, and they comfort themselves by singing Hebrew songs and dreaming of a day when the war will end. Eli also dreams of escaping Europe for a new life in Palestine, which, remember, is the Jewish Holy Land in the Middle East, where Eli once encouraged his father to take the family back when they were still living in Sieget. Eli wonders whether he will live to see Palestine's holy cities, Haifa and Jerusalem. Once he was a student of the Kabbalah, but now Eli looks down on the Kabbalah follower, Akiba Drumer. Eli knows that Drumer's dreams of God saving the Jews of Auschwitz are not going to come true anytime soon. Let's continue from the top of page 49 with, "We had left the tents..."